The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In one of my weekly meetings with local pastors, I was really glad to hear this week that through this pandemic, one of our partner organizations, TACO, or you might know the Third Avenue Charitable Organization, as it's called, has gone from distributing not two, not three, but four meals per week. They went from two meals to four during this pandemic. That's incredible. Meals for the homeless and hungry. But the story behind these additional two meals a week is even more incredible, and it's beautiful. It reminds me of the psalm that was assigned for today, but we didn't hear pieces of it. But I just can't help but read a verse of it to you now. It's this perfect Advent psalm. It says, "Salvation is at hand. And when salvation comes, it looks like this. Steadfast love and faithfulness will meet. Righteousness and peace will kiss one another." Salvation looks like this. Righteousness and peace will kiss one another. Just sort of let that soak in for a moment. So the story of these two meals, these two extra meals for the homeless, started, as I understand, when somebody affiliated with TACO heard about a number of these incredible chefs who were out of work due to the pandemic, whose restaurants were closed, and they were all struggling financially. And then this person also heard somehow that local fishermen in our area were struggling to make ends meet because, right, fishermen usually sell their high-quality catches to the local chefs who serve their fish in local restaurants, right? And if nobody's eating out, that means that not only are the people who are cooking and serving the food out of work, but the people who supply restaurants are also out of work. So this person thought, here are chefs, and here are fishermen, and here are hungry people. So they approached TACO and they said, "Look, I have this idea. There's a grant I think I can get to make it happen. Here's what we're going to do. With this grant money, we're going to pay the fishermen for their fish. We're going to pay local chefs to prepare the fish. And then we're going to give these meals away to homeless and hungry people in our city. Sound good?" And the folks at TACO said, "Sound great. Salvation looks like this, when righteousness and peace shall kiss." This is a new ecosystem sprung up here in the wilderness of this pandemic between hungry people and chefs and fishermen and even the volunteers who get to go out and send these meals into the community. This is like a totally new thing filled with service and love that is sprung up here in the wilderness of this pandemic. In our reading from 2 Peter, we hear that this is exactly the kind of thing we are waiting for in Advent, a new heaven and a new earth, a transformation, not somewhere distant, but here and now. A place, as 2 Peter says, a place where righteousness has a home. Now, I don't know if it's because we're Lutherans and, you know, we have this sort of aversion to the words works righteousness. But the word righteousness always kind of rings harshly in my ears and my experience, right? We tend to interpret that word as being good or following all the rules. And as Lutherans, well, we're all about grace, not rules. And sometimes I think that righteousness kind of gets sort of brushed aside because we want to favor grace, which is good. But that's not what righteousness means. Righteousness means living in a way that God intended you to live. Living in the way God intended you to live. In Hebrew, the word is tzedakah. And a friend of mine likes to tell a story about this word, about the time that he went to Israel and they were driving through the countryside and their car broke down. And out comes a mechanic who's banging around on the engine and throwing things around under the hood of the car and definitely swearing up a storm in Hebrew there on the side of the road. And finally, the mechanic looks up from over the hood and he says, okay, turn it on. And the car starts. And as it starts, the mechanic cries out, tzedakah, righteousness. This is as it is intended to be. He's not saying it's a good engine. He's not saying it's a rule-following engine. That's absurd. No, this is an engine that is doing just what it is intended to do. Tzedakah, righteousness. That's what righteousness is. When we hear that word, that's all that means. Living as God intends us to live. And when I heard the story about these chefs and fishermen, I thought, tzedakah, look at righteousness and peace intermingling. God is good. It's important, you know, as you just heard me read the gospel, that's verse 1 of chapter 1 of the Gospel of Mark, the beginning of the gospel. It's important to know here that the beginning of the Gospel of Mark starts in the wilderness. The story of God's salvation, the story of Jesus, begins in the wilderness, not in some far-off castle or in the heavens or in a temple or in a lineage of kings, but in the wilderness. This is one of the reasons Mark is my favorite gospel, because it's blunt. I love that the gospel starts in the wilderness because that I think we start in the wilderness. I think we live in the wilderness, especially now. I don't know about you all, but the words, O come, Emmanuel, ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here. Those words are really hitting home right now. This lonely exile of pandemic life. We have a new shutdown order in Southern California here. And for many of us, this feels more and more like lonely exile. This exile where we live with unemployed chefs and empty restaurants and fishermen without work and hungry. That's all just the tip of the iceberg. This is a time when, for good reason, we feel captive to the fear of this virus, when exile is our only option, right? Slowing things down, canceling family gatherings to slow the spread and protect one another. There's good reason to be in this pandemic kind of exile. But boy, is it lonely. And this is just where the gospel starts, in the wilderness, in exile. But as we see today, it is in the wilderness that righteousness and peace shall kiss. It is in the wilderness that we see, as Peter says, a new heaven and a new earth come into creation. It's in the wilderness that we get to witness righteousness making its home firsthand. Chefs making beautiful meals. Ah, tzedakah. They're doing just as they're intended to do. Fishermen catching fish. Tzedakah. They're doing just as they're intended to do. This is how God intended us to live, serving the hungry. Or you could say it this way. God does incredible things, even in the wilderness. Maybe especially in the wilderness. Maybe that's when our eyes are open wide enough that we can see it. And I got to say, it's not just happening at Taco. That's an easy story to tell because it's beautiful and it's crystal clear. Sadaka, yeah. But I get to watch this at Shepherd of the Valley all the time. Here in the wilderness of this pandemic, I've watched nearly every day as clothes and gifts and goods arrive in our narthex, practically clogging the place up until somebody like Shonda or Lyle comes and takes it off for distribution to our partners at Common Ground and El Nido. Here in the wilderness, there are incredible things happening. We have been transformed in this wilderness, transformed into what God intends us to be, a people who turn and love and serve. And I'll leave you just with one more example of this tzedakah, this righteousness and peace kissing. There's a group of people here at Shepherd of the Valley who came together after witnessing civil unrest and issues of race, around issues of race, and they asked one another, well, what can we do? And so first we joined together and we talked about it. We read a book. And then we joined with other churches to deepen our understanding of white privilege, white supremacy, of racism. Tzedakah, this is who God intends us to be. And if you want to hear what these people have learned, if you want to know this, come to Wednesday night Advent worship where they're sharing their reflections. And I invite you to just have this word in the back of your mind, tzedakah, righteousness. It is incredible what's happening here in the wilderness. It feels like exile. It is exile. But even here, this is the Advent promise. Even here, righteousness is making its home here among us. Oh come, Emmanuel. Thanks be to God. Amen.